Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Live right here on 560 WQAM. Leroy, did you know we have some gifts today? Oh, I forgot. I'm responsible for unmuting you because also Jay Fig is gone.
Wait, yes. What happened?
I don't know. Jay Fig somewhere around here. Hobnobbing as usual. But that's okay. It won't stop us from getting what we need to do done. Did you know, speaking of done, that we have some Brooks and Dunn concert tickets to give away, good sir?
Yes.
Brooks and Dunn bring their reboot 2024 tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on Friday, May 3rd, and we've got your chance to win. Just keep listening to us for details. This is a Live Nation show. Now, usually at this time,
me and Tobin will be gone.
Really, May 3rd?
Yeah.
Wow, where are you guys going?
Canelo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Nice.
I wonder, but like, why can't we get the whole crew?
Yeah, that's, you know what, the next time you guys do a trip, I'm just going to be like, hey, Vlad, in studio. Even if I'm not on air, I just want to be hovering around you guys.
It actually catches you off guard a little bit because you're used to doing the show at 10.
Yeah.
And then you go out there, you got to do it at 7.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't look forward to.
But keep in mind,
yeah,
we also the crew that used to do it at 6. So.
Yeah, so imagine that before.
Yeah.
That must have been crazy. I'd come straight back from whatever casino we're at and start the show at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it was a, like, it was a struggle sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you got to get up. See, here's the kicker. The kicker with going to Vegas, Tobin, I was telling him.
Yeah.
We used to do a show at 10, then we have to do it at 7.
Yep.
But nobody's there. So you got to go extra, extra early and play to who's going to open up the gate.
It's always a thing. Our boy Steve's going to be there. Always early at the convention center.
Yes. So that is usually why we got to go. And you're always panicked, dude. You're always panicked.
A little bit.
But the guys there,
mm-hmm.
right? They're on point with everything set up, everything. So we don't have that problem. It's just a matter of you're just always nervous because nobody's around.
You guys do the Cat Talk sponsor?
No, I did
Brooks and Dunn real quick.
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, did you get more?
I did not give away. Just told them, keep listening for your chance to win.
Keep on listening. All right, let's get to our Cat Talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius Hockey Fans. Don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius Party Play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Which, of course, you could also, Leroy, if you were to go to our friends over at the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter, why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
You can take your truck and go buy yourself some Celsius. That's what you got going on.
I got right now, because I've been going to the gym in the morning.
Yep.
So I've been getting up really early. But so now I go back and forth between the what is it, the Galaxy Cosmic or Galaxy? Galaxy.
You like the Galaxy. Cosmic is the fruit punch.
Yeah, I like the Galaxy. The watermelon. But mm-hmm. you know, here we go. Like watermelon, you know. Come on. Although I will say this. Watermelon flavor things are delicious. But watermelon juice. Nah.
Yeah.
Right?
Too watery, like, right?
It's crazy. No, it just has no real taste. I drink one in the morning. But now I'm in between the peach one,
mm-hmm.
the peach and raspberry one, which is mostly just all peach.
Yep.
And that one. I go back and forth.
Well, the Cats, they play tonight, Toronto Maple Leafs.
We need to know what the game plan is, Paul.
Paul has said. And this is, let me get this, I was just reading this. Paul, this is from Colby Guy, Florida Hockey Now. And Paul says they are going for the win tonight.
Okay.
Carter Verhaeghe, in fact, who everybody thought was going to be out to the playoffs.
Is in.
He's back. He says, okay. I don't see the point resting a guy for a week. He's ready to go.
Okay.
So yeah. Carter Verhaeghe is back after missing a couple weeks. The Cats will go for it tonight. And trying.
Who does Boston play? They play Toronto, right?
No, we play Toronto.
We play Toronto.
I think they play Ottawa, which I mean,
oh my goodness,
sucks.
They suck. Ottawa's terrible.
So you know.
Oh, if the Panthers are number two, then they end up playing Toronto again.
Yes. If they stay where they're at, they're playing Toronto at home.
Toronto just stay here?
He's doing it again, Tobin.
I know. I believe the playoffs start the 20th, so I don't know if they want to stay in South Florida that long. I don't know, though, Leroy. Please stop asking me questions about hockey scheduling.
Dude.
I don't know. I don't want to pretend. I don't know. I don't know what the Toronto Maple Leafs travel plans are. I would imagine they would go home because they don't know for sure if they would play the Cats unless the game was over tonight. I imagine that was all set out.
It's pretty amazing that you would say that now. And a lot of times you fake Google to get me information.
Dude, I did that like twice in the history.
No, you didn't. Oh, my God.
Like your thing now
that's
is like
huge. Marco,
pepper
Marco.
With hockey questions.
Oh, I've seen more than two times.
Yeah. Why are you lying?
I like two times.
No.
The last few times I've Googled, I've done it legit, and you thought I was lying, and I was on spot. I was on
like
point.
You built that bridge.
Now, what is the discretion of the a tie tonight? If there's no power plays, does that mean a tiebreaker?
Okay.
Mr. Hockey Connoisseur over here. Jesus.
I'm sorry I asked. Holy smokes.
Heat there on the practice court. I'm sure we'll get some updates on there pretty soon. With where they're at. We're, of course, waiting Duncan Robinson news and Terry Rozier news. So we'll look at to that. And we'll get into some more Heat talk because our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green, former
Danny
NBA
Green.
Champion.
That's right.
He is going to hop on the show next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gotta buy my joint up. I miss you. 3 times.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Getting ready for some play-in action tonight as the Lakers and Pelicans will get it going in the West. Warriors Kings tonight. And then, of course, our Miami Heat taking on the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow in their 7-8 matchup. Heat practicing right now. And we're going to talk a little hoops. Let's go out to the guest line and talk to our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. And Danny, it is great to have you on the show again. Thanks so much for hopping on. Appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys.
Oh, you're back from the mall.
I was doing a high school event, man. My high school event is called The Throne. It's a national championship, essentially a national championship for high schoolers. And it's still, you know, building up. And we did it inside the American Dream Mall, which was pretty amazing, honestly.
Danny, it just came across on Twitter that Blake Griffin is officially retiring, a man you competed with plenty. What comes to mind? Blake Griffin's career coming to end, but obviously Lob City, you know, I'm sure many great battles with him. What comes to mind with your battles with Blake Griffin?
Just, well, first and foremost, I want to congratulate him. That's a hell of a career, man. Especially coming back from the injuries he's come back from. Not easy deal doing the rehab. But starting out in LA, having a long tenured career there, then doing some things in Detroit, ended up in Boston. It would have been nice to see him win one. I know they were trying to talk about bringing him back for their group this year. I guess that didn't happen. Said he's enjoying his time off. But, you know, sometimes your body gives out. Sometimes your mind is just ready. Who knows? Either way, he had an unbelievable career, man. And super, super proud to be able to say I played with and again, well, played against him mostly throughout college and the NBA. But the battles with him are nonstop, especially with San Antonio Clippers series, back and forth, and the days when he was young, man, even before he was, he's still young. We talk about him like he's old. We're not old, you know? but yeah, the days of battling him when we were younger, were unbelievable. Those are some of the battles that I said I'll never forget, but unbelievable career, man.
Danny,
extremely great, great player, even better person, honestly, and a comedian at that too. Like, he's funny at all times.
Isn't it weird that a person with usually guys that are that athletic, and when you think about all the guys who are just coming to the league that are just jumpers and can jump out of a gym, from little guys to big guys or whatever, don't they seem their athletic ability tends to take them, you know, allow them to play a little bit longer? And it's weird for a guy with that athletic ability to, like, just get so injured.
Yeah, sometimes. Actually, a lot of people think the opposite. A lot of people think that those athletes eventually – their careers don't last long because they don't adapt and adjust to be able to play a normal person game.
right.
You know, they don't develop the other skills. Blake has done that. You know, Vince Carter has done that. DeMar DeRozan, like, there's a list of guys that I can go on. There's some guys that haven't been able to do that. They didn't develop you know, a fundamental game or a jump shot, and they just relied on the athleticism. But the athleticism allowed them to be able to still run up and down a court and still be athletic, yes. So, yes, they could play longer, but I don't know about playing longer in the league. You know, some guys may have to find other routes, which there's no knock to that. But your athleticism is a gift that you can't teach. And I wish I had it. I never was given that. I was never given that talent at a young age. I had to work at it. And yes, it's something you can't teach, and it could make your career last a lot longer than most guys that can't be athletic. Because I said, eventually the guys that are not athletic become even more non-athletic and can't run and jump at all.
Right.
And they have to rely on their smarts. You have to rely on your smarts early on to outthink everybody and outbeat them. But when you get older, it's like you really have to rely on shooting your smarts. And if you can't move, then it's like, it's pretty much done for you.
Danny, if we're going to keep it going with the injury thing. So Duncan Robinson's been dealing with this back thing for the Heat. And, and he was having an awesome year before this thing flared up. Comes back, doesn't look like he did before he got hurt. Now, I don't know what his situation's going to be. But as a shooter, as a guy who has to run just all the way around, make these guys tired. You were doing the crazy chase down blocks. I mean, one of the best in transition doing that. How much does that affect your game? Just when you don't feel right, it's maybe not, you know, a leg or a foot, but a back just seems to have everything. Like how tough is this to come back from for Duncan?
Man, it sucks because I like Duncan. He's been, and it's great to see him bounce back because there were some years they were really ragging on him. He wasn't getting the minutes, and they were killing his confidence. And that's all what this league is about. And that's, especially as a shooter, it's all confidence. But an injury like that, you don't, and all injuries, especially the back, it controls everything. Back, abdomen, like certain lower extremities. It's hard to bounce back from a texture game, especially with the things he does. He's running off screens, DHOs, and he's added more to his game this year. I don't know if you've seen, he's done some off the dribbles to the, to the rim, which is impressive. It's not easy to not think about it. You don't realize how much you need it until you hurt it. It's like one of those things like, damn, I messed an oblique up. You don't realize how much you use your stomach for when you're taking, when you're trying to laugh or you're trying to use the bathroom, you're trying to sleep. And especially with your back, same thing with the back. You don't realize how much you turn, sleep, how you're trying to get up, certain movements. So not just as a shooter, but any NBA player, athlete, trying to do things with your back is not easy when it's hurt. So I hope that he bounces back. He was having a hell of a year. I hope that he continues that because he deserves it. And, they're going to need him to make a deep run in the playoffs if they want to be the Miami team we've seen in the past. They're going to need him to be healthy.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler had one of his famous Jimmy Butler quotes he always likes going to. Did the Slam Magazine interview, and you know he said that nobody wants to see the Miami Heat in a 7-game series. Which, as a Heat fan and follower, I love this from Jimmy every single year. Just his confidence, and how can you doubt him after everything he pulls off? But this is the ride that is the Heat. They are very inconsistent. They are yet again going into the play-in. How do you view this Heat team, Danny? Do you think they could do something like this yet again, having to go through Joel Embiid to get into the playoffs and probably stay away from the Celtics a little bit? Or do you feel like this one is maybe they're tapped out going into this one?
I mean, you wouldn't be a smart Ben against Jimmy. So I think they have, as long as you have him, they're consistent during the year, of course, because he's out half the time. You know, like Jimmy has his issues. He has his – that's why they're consistent. And a lot of other players, Tyler Hero was out more than half the time. Like they had a lot of injuries. But when they're healthy and when they have Jimmy, when he's locked in and he's healthy and they're focused, it's a hard team to bet against. But they do lack a lot of pieces that they had last year. They don't have Gabe Vincent anymore. They don't have Strus. They do have Caleb Martin still. They still have Kevin Love, who had an injury recently. I don't know what the word is on that one. But Duncan Robinson being injured and Kevin Love being injured, it's going to be tougher. But with Bam, Jimmy, Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, those are some good pieces that I'd be confident to have around Jimmy that says, you know what, I think I could win in the East almost any playoff series, regardless of who we take. Now, 7-game series. Now, when it comes to one-on-one elimination, I don't know. You know, so when it's a play-in, it's a very 50-50 toss-up. You know, Philly is a tough matchup. I do think because they played Philly and I don't think they were 100% healthy, both teams weren't 100% healthy in the past 2 weeks, I think they have the advantage because I wouldn't say Philly thinks that they have them. But I think that, I mean, I have my money riding on Miami in this game of trying to get the seven seed. But it's a 50-50 toss-up when it's a one-game elimination. You never know what night, who's going to show up, who's going to shoot well or shoot poorly. You just never know. And that's what makes the play-in so exciting, right? So,
How do you think Joel has looked? Because I was at the first game that he came back, and he was lighting it up from three, like, right away. But, like, seeing him just get up and try to get up and down the court, do you feel like he looks like somebody who's going to get through a playoff run? How do you think he's looked physically since returning?
Offensively, he's looked okay. Defensively, I don't think he's at where I think they want him to be and where he wants to be. And I think a lot of people, a lot of analysts have broken down when you know he's himself when he's back. And that's his recovery to the rim or his reaction to getting to blocking shots. If he's not doing that, then he's not feeling 100% comfortable with that knee. And I have not seen him do that yet. Even offensively, he seems like, you know, he's a little tender at some moments. And he's trying to look to get to the free throw line more and builds rhythm. He's got his rhythm back more now than he did in game one and two of him being back. But still, I don't think he's quite there yet. I still think he's about 10% short of his offensive game of being comfortable. And defensively, I think he's about 20% short because I just don't see him protecting the rim or reacting or trying to, you know, the timing. Way you see how he was in the Boston series last year, just blocking everything and how much space he can take up and cover in a short amount of time. If he's not doing that, it's going to be hard to win series. But East is so open, it's not hard to win the certain series, but the bigger series, it's going to be harder for them to get through. They play a Milwaukee or a Boston or a New York Knicks. Those series are the ones that I would not be comfortable with if I'm Nick Nurse and the Philadelphia 76ers.
No. So, you know, I'm looking at the East. I believe anybody can win the East, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Boston has been coasting for so long that – and the thing that if you should have a concern with Boston, if you're a Boston fan, they shoot a ton of threes. And when they go cold, they don't score. They don't like, they don't find, like, during the course of a game, they don't make an adjustment and say, we're not making threes. Let's go to the rim and get some buckets. They just keep chucking up threes. And so we've seen teams that shoot the three well that come up short. But when you look at Philly, when you look at, you know, some of these other teams, like, a lot of them haven't been there. Philly's trying to get there. And so why wouldn't the Heat feel like, you know, we've been here, we've done this, we know we're going through. My only thing is, like you said earlier, man, a one-game series is a crapshoot. Like, somebody gets hot at the wrong time, and you sitting at home going, what the hell just happened?
For sure. But luckily, Boston's not in the play-in, so they're okay. When it comes to Miami, Philly, and, you know, Bulls and Atlanta, it's like, all right, Atlanta could get hot, and then the other teams could go cold, and it's just a one-game series. So that's what makes it tough. Right. These games are toss-ups. That's why it's so exciting. But these are the matchups people want to see. You know, with players, it's a love-hate relationship. Draymond talked about earlier, people hate the play-in, but they love to watch the fans thing. And it's a one-game elimination, like the NCAA tournament. Not every year does the best team win. I mean, this year, I think the UConn Huskies definitely were the best team in the tournament, and they won. But not every year you get that, because the best teams sometimes have a bad night, and it's hard to win those games when you're having a bad night. But, yes, Boston does fall in love with the three. They are mature and inconsistent. But with Kristaps and Jrue Holiday, I do like them a lot much more this year than past year. They do lack some depth, but I do like Sam Hauser and Pritchard off the bench, Cornette. Xavier Tillman, they picked up some pieces. They don't use them as well as they should, I think, anyway. But the one set that did shockingly surprise me and was, like, concerning, no free throws, first time in ever in NBA history, is unacceptable. It was like, in a full NBA game. That shows me, let's say, you're not adjusting or attacking the paint like you should. So they need to find a way to get to the free throw line. Porzingis can protect the rim, whatever they need to do. And obviously, seven-game series, you could have an off night or two. You just can't have four of them. So that's why they're safer. They're not in the play-in. But even still, when it comes down to the better teams, you got to play defense and you got to find ways to make other plays happen. You can't just live and die with the three. Certain teams can do that. Even Golden State, they live in, but they also play defense. They also got to the free throw line some. They also shot to mid-range. They got to the basket. You got to mix it up. You can't just have one. You can't be a one-trick pony in this league.
Talking to Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with the capable features like the H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Danny, I want to ask you this. As a great defender that you were, you look at a guy like Bam Adebayo. I think he gets his flowers, but I feel like it's still underrated in some degrees when it always comes to like awards. He's never been first team all defense. Well, where do you think where do you think he stands in the league?
I think he's one of the best bigs in the league. He's right behind Joel and Jokic. Like if he's not number, he's in the top five. He's not number three or four. AD had a great year this year. He's been healthy. Outside of those three guys, you can't name a bunch of other bigs that are way better than him. You know, Brook Lopez is really good, protects from, shoots threes, but he does it differently. You know, there's not a ton of guys that I can think of that are like top better than Bam. There's some that are really great defensively. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. There's a couple of, you know, Julius Randle has, he's not really a big. Mitch Robinson protects the rim. There's four men, but at centers, at the center spot, there's not many guys better than him. The reason why he doesn't get the recognition is because they're so inconsistent as a group and they don't win as much. But if Jimmy and Tyler Hero were healthy all year round and they played the whole game, I think they'd be a top three seeded team, which they rightfully should, at least in the top four. There's no way, no disrespect to Orlando. They're a really good team. No disrespect to Cleveland. Very good team. These teams are younger than you guys. Only teams I see that are better, more mature, and have like maybe not even, you guys have the better, but one of the best coaching is in the East, probably the best coaching in the East. There's only said Boston is better talent wise and more consistent. Outside of that, it really should be them. Especially if Philly's hurt, Milwaukee's hurt, New York's hurt. Mm-hmm. New York is the only other team, one healthy, I think, that is like with Tibbs and Philly. They should be in the top four teams. So if they were that, Bam would be a first team defensive guy and maybe defensive player of the year if they were, you know, stayed healthy and more in the top three.
Yeah, Wembanyama's going to steal that award for like the next 5 years, though. Yeah, like
they got to win. They got to win.
Right.
You can't be a defensive player of the year and not stop anybody. He's really good at what he does. It's hard to give that award to them if they're in the bottom half of the league. You know what I'm saying? But they'll find a way, right? But instead, Rudy Gobert is still in Minnesota and they're still in the top seed in the West. It's hard to not give it to him. Get Bam doing his thing, or Brook Lopez. He's in Milwaukee if they're in the top of the East. Or if you have somebody in the top of the East on Boston, whereas Chris Stapps, he has a great year, or Drew Holiday, he's going to be first team. But defensive player of the year, you got to give these awards to guys that win. Like, that's just my opinion. Winning matters.
Danny, always great to have you on, man. We appreciate it. Before we get you out of here, tonight, who do you like tonight? Lakers, Pelicans, Warriors, Kings? Who do you think's coming out of tonight's game?
I got the Warriors. Sorry, Sacramento's going home. I got the Pelicans, man. I got the Pelicans tonight. I think AD and Bron still play. They just beat them recently. The reason why I got Miami and the Philly series and Pelicans and the Lakers series is because they recently played each other in the past week or two. And I'm going to go with the team that lost. It's hard to beat a team twice within a week or two. Lakers, I don't see them beating them twice within a week. I don't see Philly beating Miami twice within a week, week and a half. It's just very hard to do.
Appreciate the time, Danny. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. That was Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Ooh. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. It was fantastic.
He had better when not in a mall or wherever he was last time.
We could get him clearly.
He had some interesting stuff. Because like with the defensive player of the year, I mean, Cleveland's been okay, but Miami's been better, right? And so they could easily have given that award to Bam, but they don't.
It's not even the one, like, it's not even the defensive player of the year. I know politically, like, it is what it is. The Heat weren't a good team, like, with Minnesota this year. So Rudy Gobert, like, I could see that one coming a mile away. They were going to give it back to Rudy Gobert, and they probably will. Wemby has been on a tear these last 20 games. Him and the odds were going up. So it's the first team all defense that he never gets. Like, that's the one that really annoys me.
Well,
it's like,
because
you can't tell me there are five better defenders than him in the league.
No, but do they not do position?
I don't care.
Because here's the deal. No, but here's the deal. If somebody else wins defensive player of the year and they play the same position as Bam, right? So If Bam in Defensive Player of the Year is fourth, right? That means that I'm just using bro science. Those three guys will get more all defensive votes than he will. And so how does he fit in there with all defense? One, two, or three. If you're fourth in most of the guys that win that position,
I think they do two backcourt and they do three front court. I think that's the way they did it. Because last year they did Jaren Jackson, Brooke Lopez, and Evan Mobley.
Okay, and they all play the same damn position.
Yeah. So
okay.
Evan Mobley. Anyway, appreciate Danny Green for hopping by on our Toyota Hollywood guest line as well. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota one Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. Mix things up. Coming up next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Furious.
Furious,
dude.
What could have happened in the last couple minutes?
Heat disrespect. Heat disrespect, dude. I was having a good day. Danny Green, he was fantastic. And now I feel like I want to hurt somebody.
Oh, no.
Wow. Who are you trying
starting
to hurt?
Starting with Chris Rock.
Oh, no. Not this again.
All but right. First, we got to mix it up. Oh, I don't have time to get to it right now. We got to mix it up. Okay. We got to get to that. I'll tell you about it next hour. We got to mix it on up, dude.
Okay. Why you want to pull a Will Smith on Chris Rock?
All righty then. Speaking of heat disrespect, let's go ahead and start the ball rolling in that direction. Do you guys remember when I played the clip of LeBron James claiming he didn't have enough complimentary pieces?
Oh, do I ever?
Oh, well, one of those complimentary pieces, known for needing a wheelbarrow, if you know what I'm talking about, Eddie House.
Oh, man, one of the great celebrations in Heat history. Got him fined.
Absolutely. Worth
it. For his win over the Thunder.
Worth everything.
In the regular season.
Now, Eddie House has caught wind of LeBron's statements about the lack of support he had. And you know what? Eddie House isn't going to stand for that. This is what the former NBA player for the Miami Heat had to say.
I'm kind of blaming you, Eddie.
I'm taking it as he's talking about me.
Yeah.
You talk about me, brother.
I'm saying those are the complimentary players on the Heat that year. My guy, Eddie House, that year averaged 17.5 minutes a game, 6.5 points a game.
I didn't get enough minutes.
And shot 39% from behind the arc. So there you go.
Those are kind of horrible.
All these years later, almost 15 years later now, Eddie, and to think that you guys didn't win an NBA championship, not because LeBron didn't get the job done or Wade didn't get the job done or Bosh didn't, but you didn't.
Okay,
what he said.
What I would say is this.
Yeah.
If we're going to point the finger.
Let's point it.
We'll point the finger at the fourth quarter collapse every game that we had. Actually, you know what? It was 1-1, game two. We were up. We collapsed in the fourth quarter. They tied it up. We win game three. We go up 2-1.
Right.
We didn't win another game. So if we're going to, you know, we're going to play the blame game.
Let's play it.
You know, I wasn't out on the court.
Right. Who was on the court?
The man saying that the other guys wasn't getting
it done. Was LeBron on the court in the fourth quarter?
I don't know. You know what? He was, but he was. Hey, he was, but he wasn't.
Damn. He was, but he wasn't.
He was, but he wasn't. Facts, though. Those are facts.
Man. So even his teammates can see J.J. Burrow.
Well, listen. And what's fair is fair. LeBron's saying that it wasn't it was the supporting cast. And look. Why Eric Spoelstra stuck with Mike Bibby as long as he did, I'll never know. But it cannot be denied and shan't be denied That no-show is the biggest reason they did not win that series. It has nothing to do with Eddie House, Big Z, whoever you want to throw out, the James Jones. Fine. The pieces got better because you got Shane Battier and Ray Allen in following seasons. And Birdman, who, like, they just, by the way, they got Birdman, like, out of nowhere. Birdman was out of the league, and they got him on a 10-day. He just happened to be awesome.
That was crazy.
You know,
and nobody wasn't expecting that from Birdman.
Right. So my point being is, yeah, I would be annoyed by that if I was Eddie House. I'd be like, hey man, what are we doing here? You're gonna throw us under the bus? How many times do you want to throw us under the bus?
Yeah, I think a lot of times we fall into the narrative, right? And the narrative before all this was, you can't just win with those three guys. You need to have some supporting cast, some depth. And then what happened was, when they failed, we didn't look at LeBron and talk about why he didn't post up J.J. Barea. A lot of people went to, they're going to have to improve that supporting cast. And when they did, they won. You see what I mean? So I can see how they would go there, but I ain't mad at Eddie House. I mean, if he would have threw a Mike Bibby out there, right? I don't think anybody would have been mad at him. He did it the right way. He did what he had to do to defend himself.
Yeah. I actually remember being in the locker room asking Eddie House, such a stupid question.
Eddie House, there are no stupid questions.
It was a bad question. By a young Tobes, I was like, Eddie, does this season feel like a failure? He's like, what am I talking about?
You went to the
I was like the only guy asking Eddie House questions too. Everybody else is waiting for the big three. I was in the locker room. Fredo was doing the podium. Wow. So felt bad about asking Eddie House that. What did he have to do with it? I should have asked, Eddie, don't you think LeBron should feel like a failure? That's what I should have asked.
Great.
So you just fell right into the little report.
I was emotional. There was a Mavericks fans there. I was walking down with two guys from Dallas radio with cowboy hats on. I apologize, Eddie House. We'll always have the Thunder game where you got the Heat a big time win on the road.
Wow. You were that guy.
I have professional regrets. I regret that. I regret seeing Jorge Cantu nude by having my eyes up at the wrong time. I don't like locker rooms.
How do you think we feel?
It's got to be weird. I don't like it.
It's terrible because, like, the worst thing is that you can be professional, okay? Don't have a problem with that, right? Don't have a problem with who's in there. But why are we supposed to feel any less uncomfortable than everybody else, than anybody else?
You know, you should have just pulled a Bob and just been like, uncomfortable.
No, but I'm just saying, like, why? I don't understand. There's certain situations in sports where they don't even treat you like people. No. Like, they go, this is our job, and you gotta allow us to do our job. And I'm like, yo, I'm in a towel.
The Heat do a fun move because their locker room is a circle. It's a very awkward locker room to interview people in. But the players, they put up a fort of shoes.
I'm sorry. What?
Like, you can't get, he's like, they're like, don't touch my shoes. Mm. So, like, they have a little force field around the shoes.
Okay.
I never, it was very uncomfortable. Not, like, because keep in mind, dude, it's like you're at the Sawgrass Mall walking around with a towel. That's how uncomfortable it is. And we're like 20, 30 years old, and they want you to feel comfortable with it. Like, don't worry about it. It's just, I'm like, but if I took this, right? Say, I'll see anybody. Say you go get home from work, right? You go and take a shower. Like, you know, you got some stuff on your mind or whatever. and you come out and I'm sitting on your dresser waiting to ask you questions. You're like, yo, can I put some drawers on or something? Yeah. Right? Like, it's like, and so I, like, there's always been situations.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been, every now and then, a player will lose his damn mind, right? It's an uncomfortable situation. We try, like, I try to be basically unhuman, right? And just act like it's no big deal, while everybody else on planet Earth could go, oh my God, if I was in that situation, I'd feel so uncomfortable. The only thing that's different is I play football?
All right. That's all the time we have for the mixed bag today, Frogboy. I apologize.
Just blabbermouths over there, huh?
I just want everybody to know what happens next segment when I get to why I'm so furious. First of all, I want Jimmy Butler to start drawing up legal papers, all right, and suing for copyright infringement. And possibly Brady Hawk too, from Five Reasons. You know, he may be owed a bag as well. The NBA are thieves, crooks, and snakes. And I'm had it up to here with them. That's next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.